Now, an Avondale police officer shot in the leg while responding to a domestic violence call Sunday night.
Our officers were initially just making approaching the front of that home when the officer, or when that officer was shot. So we have not even had an opportunity to find out what exactly took place, if a crime took place inside that home.
Ruben Gonzalez with Avondale Police. The suspect held officers at bay for several hours until early this morning when he reportedly shot himself in the chest. He's in critical condition. Senator John McCain says Mitt Romney is the wiser choice to be Republican nominee, saying there were numerous unpleasant experiences when Newt Gingrich was Speaker of the House in the mid-90s.
One of them was the government shutdown in 1995, and Bob Dole is the one that finally called a halt to it because it was killing us.
McCain on NBC's Meet the Press. He's been campaigning for Romney in the state of Florida. Police in Phoenix still seeking a second driver involved in what became a fatal street racing accident over the weekend. The other driver lost control of his pickup, crashed into a tree, and was killed. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This KFNX traffic report is brought to you by Fascination. Still have the crash 202 eastbound east of Scottsdale. Have an accident Baseline Road at Sossaman. An accident I-17 southbound south of Indian School Road. And a crash I-10 westbound at 7th Avenue. What is love? This Valentine's Day, visit one of Fascination's 9 Valley locations and show just how sweet, sensual, and creative your love can be. Jim?
Hey, Jennifer, thank you very much. After a lovely weekend, we have a great week working into our Super Bowl and Phoenix Open festivities. 74 today, and then with high clouds tomorrow and Wednesday, we take it back to near 70. Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 65 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks, here on KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where we whittle agents' intellects into pointy, sharp utensils, and this is a pop quiz. What is the best way to save on insurance if you own a car and a house? Should you A, sit down with a farmer's agent to combine your policies into a delightful savings sandwich, or B, keep separate policies? The answer? A, talk to us and pass the mail.
We are insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
To speak with a farmer's agent in your community, call 888-96-FARMERS.
And here you are, ladies. Today's dessert special.
Jen, do you smell that? Smells like rotten eggs.
Could it be a gas leak? We need to call Southwest Gas.
Southwest Gas?
They add a rotten egg odorant to their gas, so you know right away if there's a leak.
Excuse me, ladies, but you need to leave the restaurant. We might have a gas leak.
Hey, what about my dessert?
You'll have to save those calories for later.
If you ever smell the rotten egg odor, call Southwest Gas and 911 any time of the day. Your safety is our priority at Southwest Gas.
Laura Ingram, mornings at 6 on KFNX.
Tell me why! Tell me why!
Hello, friends. I am Nancy Christine, and welcome to the Nancy Christine Show, a show dedicated to your happiness and well-being. We'd love to hear from you, so please join us today with your questions and comments by calling 602-277-KFNX. Once again, that's 602-277-5369. Okay, so no matter what you do for a living, your voice is an important tool that can help you succeed in life. Our guest today is Bill Patty, also known as the Voice Professor. Bill is considered the pro's pro when it comes to radio and TV broadcasting. He is also a leading voiceover talent for commercials, videos, and DVDs for the Golf Channel, Disney Hollywood Studios, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, and the list goes on and on. I would like to welcome to the Nancy Christine Show, Mr. Bill Patty. Hello, Bill, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Nancy. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, and it's a thrill to be with you here today. So, you know what, Bill? You're such an exciting guy, and you've lived, you've just done a lot in your life. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into the voice business.
Well, Nancy, I'm one of those rare people that actually decided at a very young age, the age of 10, that I wanted to be on the radio, even before my voice changed. So the focus of my whole life has to be on the radio, and that's what I'm doing with you right now. After all these years, I was on radio for many, many years in television, mm-hmm. then went into doing voiceovers, commercials, I even taught at the university level for 13 years, so I thought it only appropriate that at this part of my life, I would take the professor part and the voice part, join it together, and start a company called YourVoiceProfessor.com. So that's why we're here today.
Absolutely. And I have to say, I enjoyed listening to your double CD. I mean, that the CD, which is presenting your new voice, fantastic. You know what I really like about it is it's just something that I think I'll be listening to over and over again because it keeps you sharp. Now, I know the power of your voice, and I also know that it takes practice to keep it sounding at the top, you know, for you to be at the top of your game with it.
Absolutely. You have to always understand that your voice is an instrument. Now, most people don't think about the vocal folds, which many call the vocal cords, being an instrument. But indeed it is. It needs care and proper feeding. How do we feed it? We feed it only with water, Nancy. I hope you have your water with you today.
I do. Thank you.
We never give it caffeine because that dries out our body.
Yes.
And we always are very careful that we avoid smoke and fumes. Allergies can be a problem. Colds, of course, air conditioning. All of these things can affect our voice in a negative fashion, overuse. And then we have a problem. We're not at our maximum when we speak to people. And when we try to sell them something or we try to go out on a date with them or whatever we happen to be doing with our voice.
You know what? That's an interesting point that I would like to stress, that people think that, well, I don't use my voice much at work, but yet it really is so, it's something that you notice even when in a relationship, that when you can speak to somebody and you have that that ability to speak in a way that's very clear and it has a pleasant tone, it can really work well for you.
It sure can. And I am a newly, unfortunately, divorced gentleman. So I am online dating now. And I have found that my voice is one of those secret tools that I use to get beautiful women to date me before they see what I actually look like. Very important. So the voice is critical, whether you are looking to make money in your life, to find love, or to build confidence. This is about a better person. That's what we're trying to make here, a better person overall.
I think you're right. And you know what? Later on in the show, we're going to be talking about different ways that you can use your voice as an instrument, as you put it earlier. And one of the things, Bill, don't think I'm going to let you get out of this one. Now, I know that you were also an actor and a comedian. So please tell us one of your memorable experiences that you had in each of these occupations.
Well, I'm going to give you one story that kind of covers it all. And this was about the first appearance I made in a casino in Puerto Rico, in San Juan, Puerto Rico. So several years ago, and I decided since I was going to a casino, I would rent a tuxedo. I didn't own one at that time. I was going to rent a tuxedo and go and look really sharp for this casino opening. So I did, but I didn't rent the shoes because I thought I have a pair of shoes at home I'm going to wear with it. I don't need to rent these expensive shoes. So I actually went to Puerto Rico with my old shoes. Unfortunately, when I put them on, I didn't realize how old they were because the bottoms had actually come apart. So when I would walk, I would flap, you see. This is not too good. I looked good in the tuxedo. The shoes looked awful. So I found an electrician who was working on the stage.
Right.
And I borrowed his tape, you know, the black electrician's tape. And I taped up my shoes, and they looked like they were patent leather.
Wow.
But they were only good for one appearance. So I went out on stage. I looked sharp.
Right.
Brand new tuxedo, the patent leather shoes, and discovered that all of the high rollers who had been invited to this casino show did not speak any English.
Right.
So I had to fill an hour of time with people who didn't understand what I was saying. The longest show of my life, Nancy.
I can imagine. Now, did you start tap dancing with the shoes or what?
Well, you know, the only problem was once you take them off, it was all over. They were never going to be worn again because they were done.
Right.
But it's a lot of fun to talk about.
That is great. Now, As far as your exciting CD, presenting your new voice, let's discuss that a little bit. Now, when you talk about taking care of your voice, a lot of people, you know, will pass this up and not think it's important. Yet, when you hear about some of the greatest singers, such as Aretha Franklin or Mariah Carey, these are people, or Whitney Houston, these are people who are using lots of humidifiers at night in their bedroom. They won't sing if there's air conditioning on. They're constantly keeping their throat moist with a lozenge. So there's so many things that they're doing to be aware of keeping their voice at an optimal condition.
Absolutely. Now, you have to understand, these people make millions of dollars based upon their voice. So you can imagine how important that is to them. Mariah Carey would sleep with that humidifier. I sleep with a vaporizer in the winter because it gives you that humidity you need to breathe all night, so your voice will operate at an optimum level the next day. And, you know, people like Celine Dion will actually not speak for 3 days before she records a song. She will not speak 4 days before she appears in Las Vegas. When I say not speak, I mean she writes everything on a pad with a pen. No speaking. Because the only thing that can make your voice pristine, like Nancy pristine, is to actually rest it. That's the only thing that makes the vocal folds actually totally unswollen and non-red. So if you're really stressing out your voice, if you have a job where you're screaming or you're yelling or you're doing something that is totally out of character for someone who's worried about their voice, it's going to affect you. It's going to make your voice change. It can damage your voice. So this is very important. There's a lot of singers, particularly the ones on American Idol now, who don't have as much experience, that are sent on the road after they win, and they don't know how to properly maintain their voice, how to rest their voice. And I've read about several of them who have had problems, have had to get off the road and rest their voice literally for a month because they have damaged it. And once you damage it permanently, it will not change. It's going to stay that way.
And you know what? I actually, this is something that can happen to anyone. Now, I have a father who has a very mellifluous voice, and yet he had polyps on his throat. So it's something that it just makes sense to be aware of it.
Absolutely. And if you sense any problems at all, see an ear, nose, and throat specialist. You will look down in your throat. You'll be able to check it out, make sure everything is operating properly.
Now, when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about some secrets of singers and speakers. This is the Nancy Pristine Show.
Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX, AM 1100.
I have the answer. Call me for this link and you will call me back. I have the answer. Who was the dynamic leader that history tells us that when he went to meet his maker, that his eyes were not dim nor his vigor abated? I have the answer. I urge you, choose science and not celebrities in your pursuit of an active lifestyle well beyond statistical predictions. I have the answer. Is your energy level low and your health insurance costs high? I have the answer. Tired of buying grocery store produce from third world countries that have been sprayed with who knows what? I have the answer. I have nutrient dense, locally grown produce, and so much more. It costs a few bucks, but it's worth $1 million. Charisma culture is our name and applying gifts is our game. I have the answer. 602-762-2601, 602-762-2601, 602-762-2601.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Join me live to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works. This month, nucleotides are on special. You know, it takes 6 billion nucleotides to make just one cell. So make sure you have an ample supply of nucleotides to support the best health and immune function even during the cold winter season. Even the astronauts are using nucleotide supplements. Make sure you and your family have nucleotides on hand. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. What a deal. Call 800-370-3447. That's 800-370-3447. And experience for yourself nutrition that really works.
Healthline with Dr. Bob Marshall every Saturday at 9 a.m. here on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100.
Laura Ingram, mornings at 6 on KFNX.
Welcome back to the Nancy Pristine Show. I am Nancy Pristine, and our guest today is Bill Patty, also known as the Voice Professor. So, Bill, let's talk about some of those secrets of singers and speakers, and I happen to know one of them. Now, I was told this by an opera singer, and I happen to use it myself. They have in the drugstore a saline, salt water. It's a saline solution, and it's a little nose spray, but it just helps to take away and drain away the allergens that can collect in your nose, which do affect your voice. And evidently, a lot of singers use this nasal spray.
Right, and, you know, it's not just about clearing things out, which you have to do before you get started speaking or singing or whatever you happen to be doing with your voice. You have to warm up your voice, too. Mm. And this is something that singers are really quite aware of. And if you've ever been backstage when someone is going to perform as a singer or even an actor, it sounds a bit unusual the kinds of exercises they are doing with their voice and their mouth to warm everything up, not just the vocal folds, but their jaw. Yeah, their mouth has to be warmed up, flexible, ready to go, ready to perform at maximum the time they hit the stage. So these are things you want to think of. If you go to work in the morning and you have a meeting first thing at 8 o'clock and it's a brainstorming session, you don't want to show up tired, sleepy. You want to show up ready, with energy, confident, and your voice and your body is ready to go, right into action. You will impress everyone when you do that. This is all part of improving your life, improving your career. That's what voice skills and speech skills can do for you. Because today we have a problem in this country that people tend to mumble. They tend to speak too quickly. They tend to not open their mouth. They don't have that flexibility. They've never been taught how to do that, how to use their voice properly. That will put you head and shoulders above everybody else. It's something to really consider.
And actually, Bill, you have that as one of the segments on your double CD, which is presenting your new voice. That was one of these. You had a segment about tongue twisters, and I really like that. And, of course, we all know the one, the Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. How many peppers did Peter Piper pick? Now, how did I do there?
But you know, that wasn't bad.
You know, it's nice, though. It's nice to listen to your CD, to hear it, and then to repeat after what you say. And then, of course, you make it challenging after you get warmed up. Then you start going fast, and you say it three times. I thought it's really – it does – it gets the, you know, the mouth warmed up. And you're right, before a presentation or, you know, just even before going to work, it would be ideal even to play it in your car.
Yes, you know, you can listen to the CD, you can work with the CD, but if you don't have that CD and you're headed to work, you can do something as simple as reading billboards out loud. Mm-hmm. You know, anything you see, just start speaking it. Reading the newspaper out loud mm-hmm. is a good exercise for you, believe it or not. Now, I do have a couple of more of these tongue twisters I wanted you to try today, Nancy. So this is a little bit more complicated, so listen carefully. Three times fast. The little lowland lubber was the lively lad, lucky, liberal, and likable. The little lowland lubber was a lively lad, lucky, liberal, and likable.
The little lover was a lovable lad, and
well, I guess I should have given you a shorter one, I guess. How
yeah.
about
okay.
the old classic, Rubber Baby Buggy Bumpers?
Rubber Baby Bumper Buggers.
Well, close enough. Rubber Baby Buggy Bumper.
Okay, Rubber Baby Bumper. Rubber Baby Bunker Bumpers.
Well, it's going to take a little work, but I think we'll get it there. You need
to
do that three times quickly, you know.
But that's where the CD comes in, because you could stop it, listen to it, and play it again. So you know what?
Right.
Okay. Here's, you know, it's interesting what's good about articulation. And when it comes to these, that's why the tongue twisters are good. But what's good about an articulation is that in the old days, I remember that it would be more common with certain people to have a lockjaw. Do you remember that, Bill? Certain people would tend to talk like this so they wouldn't enunciate their words. Now, today we have something similar where people are not enunciating their words, and it just, particularly on the telephone, I find that there can be a lot of misunderstandings because of it.
Yeah, I must tell you another story, and I seem to have this problem with security companies. I have a security system in my home, and I got a call the other day from the competition trying to sell me on their security system. Now, the gentleman I talked to was an American. He was in the United States, and he was trying to tell me, and he was reading a computer screen, obviously, and he was trying to tell me something about the company, actually the company name. And I couldn't understand the company name he was saying. Mm-hmm. I made him repeat it three times, Nancy. This is a man trying to sell me his company. I don't know what company it is.
Right, right.
Very frustrating. That's what's going on today.
Yes, that's true. And again, people are being misunderstood. If you want your message to be heard, if you want to sell something, or everyone wants to people to listen to them, I think it also bumps up your credibility and respect if you speak clearly. Let's talk about words that are often mispronounced. Now, two of the words that I'll actually give a couple. The ones that I hear people say often, or actually the word is often, but people often say often, and they take the F and make it a T. Now, these are not major things, but then we go into the word saying yes. Instead of yes, they say yeah. And that just right away diminishes things a little bit. Let's say if you're speaking to someone professionally, if you hear yeah, I mean, it just, if you say yes, it's more clear, it's more distinct. Another one is because. And then often people then change it to because. They say because, and it should be because.
Right. And it's just about moving your mouth in because there are a lot of different sounds that have to come out properly. That takes a lot more work, and people don't want to move their jaw and mouth in those directions to make those sounds. Now, that one you mentioned, O-F-T-E-N, mm-hmm. is a particularly disturbing one to me, because what's happening is we are changing the language. I hear a lot of newscasters now saying often. Mm. And when I talk to people about it, I say, it is not often, it's often. Do you say the word S-O-F-T-E-N as soften? Mm-hmm. No, you don't. You say soften. So we are actually changing the language, because the more people hear it on television, and they hear people saying it, they pick it up, and they begin to say it incorrectly.
Let's also talk about a couple words. Or not, we've talked about the words, but let's get into some consonants that people should pay particular attention to. So, for example, the P should have a bit of a pop to it. So Peter Piper picked a pack of pickled peppers. So that P needs a little puh, and then even the TH needs emphasis too. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Every syllable and consonant needs to be pronounced properly. Think about the word consonant. Consonant. Did you hear that T at the end?
Yes.
You never hear that T when people speak. Mm. Consonant. Consonant. Needs. Because we have the sentence here, let's talk about some words or consonants that need attention.
Mm-hmm.
All those words have a consonant at the end of them that has to be pronounced. But it takes a lot of extra work with your tongue and your mouth to make that sound come out properly. People don't do it. And as a result, sometimes you can be misunderstood. For example, W-I-N-T-E-R is pronounced winter.
Mm.
However, many people say it winter. So is it winter, W-I-N-N-E-R, or W-I-N-T-E-R? That's the kind of confusion you can get when you don't pronounce those consonants.
And really singing is so much different than speaking. So, for example, with singing, you wouldn't pronounce the T or the R. Like, let's say if you're saying river, you wouldn't pronounce the R at the end of river. But yet it's so important when you're speaking to actually get the beginning, as well as the, you know, all the letters within the word.
Yes, and many people will also chop off the beginnings of words, not just the ends of words. Mm. And you talk about singing. I went through most of my life singing songs that were popular, thinking I was singing the proper lyrics, and later discovered that the singer was actually just kind of, how they work their voice and they move it around, and then you're not sure what the word is they're actually singing. So the one gentleman I always use as an example of perfect articulation in a song is Andy Williams.
Mm.
Now, we just went through Christmas, the most wonderful time of the year. Mm-hmm. We hear that all Christmas long. Listen the next time to an Andy Williams song like that. Listen to each word he enunciates perfectly. I don't know where he was trained, but this gentleman, really, he sells a song both with the singing and the speaking of it, and you really understand everything he says. Very rare.
And I'm not that familiar with Andy Williams, but you know what? Someone who she's an oldie, but Karen Carpenter, boy, as far as enunciation and pitch, she was right on target.
Perfect. That's a great example. She is exactly the same type of singer. If you really pay attention to her singing, she is enunciating perfectly. That's a very difficult thing to do as you sell a song. And both of those singers are excellent.
Now, when we come back from our break, we're going to learn how the song Happy Birthday can improve the range of your voice. This is Nancy Christine.
CNN Radio, I'm Michelle Wright. Our top story is Occupy protesters and National Park Police deal with each other when it comes to their encampments in two Washington, D.C. parks. White House spokesman Jay Carney weighed in on the standoff.
We need to balance First Amendment concerns, the right to demonstrate, the right to speak freely, and with public safety concerns and public health concerns.
Police say the tents can stay at the encampments with a few stipulations. Joseph Osmith, the convicted murderer who was pardoned by former Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour earlier this month and went missing, has been found in Wyoming, according to Mississippi AG Jim Hood. State Department officials say three Americans are taking refuge in the U.S. Embassy in Cairo because they voice concerns about their personal safety. And the police chief in East Haven, Connecticut, will retire following the arrest of four of his officers for their alleged racial profiling. The arrests stem from a federal investigation. This is CNN Radio.
Arizona News Radio. An Avondale police officer shot in the leg while responding to a domestic violence call Sunday night.
Our officers were initially just making approaching the front of that home when that officer was shot. So we have not even had an opportunity to find out what exactly took place, if a crime took place inside that home.
Ruben Gonzalez with Avondale Police. The suspect held officers at bay for several hours until early this morning when he reportedly shot himself in the chest. He's in critical condition. Senator John McCain says Mitt Romney is the wiser choice to be Republican nominee, saying there were numerous unpleasant experiences when Newt Gingrich was Speaker of the House in the mid-90s.
One of them was the government shutdown in 1995, and Bob Dole is the one that finally called a halt to it because it was killing us.
McCain on NBC's Meet the Press. He's been campaigning for Romney in the state of Florida. Police in Phoenix still seeking a second driver involved in what became a fatal street racing accident over the weekend. The other driver lost control of his pickup, crashed into a tree, and was killed. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
This check of your KFNX traffic, a service of McDonald's. Look for a collision Chandler Boulevard just west of 24th Street. That's in Ahwatukee. Also, we have a collision westbound I-10 at 7th Avenue. And look for another wreck southbound I-17. This one's at Indian School. Cranberries, apples, and raisins. Oh, my. Start your day with McDonald's fruit and maple oatmeal. The simple joy of wholesome deliciousness at McDonald's. And, yes, I'm loving it. Here's Jim Howe with your forecast. Jimmy.
Chet, thank you very much. Winding down the month of January today and tomorrow with real nice temperatures. Let's call it 74 today, then 71 tomorrow, and bringing in February on Wednesday with low 70s, high clouds from time to time. Jim Howe, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Thank you, Jimmy. KFNX News Time is 1233. Currently here in Midtown, we are at 67 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. I'm Chet Reynolds, and you're up to date.
Where else are you going to find a Master of Science program in technology that creates thinkers who understand how business works and how to apply the technology? Where else are you going to discover a graduate degree in technology that is customized to meet your objectives? Where else in the Valley, on campus or online, can you study at the only private university that gives you the opportunity to focus in specialized areas like network security, artificial life programming, and game studies, as well as technology management? Where else? Where else but the University of Advancing Technology? UAT's graduate technology program is accelerated. It combines business with technology. It offers the flexibility to adapt quickly to changes that come in high-tech fields. Feed your brain, lead, manage. You won't find this innovative environment anywhere else. UAT, the select private university where you'll be fully immersed in technology. The experience is unrivaled. Click uat.edu. That's UAT.edu.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day, or let an ache tell us what we can and cannot do. We will not linger on the sofa, ask somebody else to bring us the mail, or take the parking space closest to the door. But what we will do is take action. We will plan ahead. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. Lace up our sneakers and grab our tennis rackets. We will bowl. We will do our morning laps and bike ride through Saturday afternoon. We will walk our dogs around the block. We will pass up the elevator and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Log on now at 1100kfnx.com.
Welcome back to the Nancy Pristine Show. I am Nancy Pristine, and our guest today is Bill Patty, also known as the Voice Professor. Bill is considered the pro's pro when it comes to radio and TV broadcasting. So, Bill, you know what? You have a wonderful exercise on the CD, and it's the happy birthday. I'll call it the happy birthday exercise, but it's interesting because a lot of people never use the full range of their voice. And to me, as a piano player, it would be like playing the piano and hitting the same key all the time. And why I liked the happy birthday exercise is because I know that it starts in middle C, and then, you know, as it continues several bars throughout, you then go up an octave to the next C on the what would be the next C on the piano. So if when people hum it, it really lets you know that you have more to your voice than just the, you know, being in a monotone and staying in the same range. And that's what makes a speaker exciting. And when you think of the greatest speakers, they really do have that range.
Absolutely. And what we're talking about here is actually humming happy birthday as we say different letters. In this case, I'm going to use vowel sounds. And I think, Nancy, you probably tried this out on the CD. Mm-hmm. But basically, we're going to hum the tune and stop at various points as we're saying these vowel sounds and counting from 1 to 10 at that particular note. For example, you know, it's happy birthday to you, so we're saying ooh, aw, aw, ah, a, e, ooh, aw, ah, ah, a, e, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, ooh, aw, ah, a, e, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, ooh, aw, ah, a, e. That's what we're doing. And we could do a simple version of that. You can do it with me, Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
which is basically teaching people that they can make their voice go up and down at will.
Mm-hmm.
And here it is. I can make my voice go up, 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 up. I can make my voice go down, 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 down. Look at the range you have. Try that, Nancy. Perfect scale.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. You know what it reminds me of is the old do re mi fa so la ti. Dun 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 dun. But you know what?
When we speak, we're singing. We're singing and speaking. It's the same function.
And it's stretching your voice. So I like that, too. When I say stretching your voice, not only does it stretch the breath, but it also, it just helps your voice to grow. And once you start playing around with it, I think you can have a lot of fun. So another thing you can do when you're playing around with your voice, putting stress on certain words in a sentence can change the sentence dramatically. So if you were at work and if you say, I'd like the report Monday, okay, so they heard I want the report on Monday. Instead, if you say, I would like to have the report on Monday. So you stress the Monday and that lets them know that, hey, Monday or Monday at 8 o'clock, but you put the stress where you want it. And it's the same even with kids. If you're a parent and you have kids, I want you home by 9 o'clock. So yeah. They know that's not 10:30 or midnight. That's 9 o'clock.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you know, pausing is a part of that too. When you're a speaker or when you're, for example, giving some kind of a presentation at work or you're presenting something in a speaking environment, you can really, as you watch your audience, find you can draw them in by slowing down, speeding up, stretching out a word, taking a pause, waiting a minute to make a point. You know, you don't have to rush. There's no hurry here because people will be on the edge of their seat waiting for what you have to say. It depends how you utilize that and how you make people respond to you. So it's really something that you can kind of play around with and have a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And, Bill, you've worked, I mean, my goodness, you've been working on your voice since you were a child, and it shows, and even most of the listeners, I'm sure that they've heard your voice at some point, whether it was listening to a movie or a DVD or something, and that was your voice that they were listening to. So with all that said, tell us one of the things that was difficult, a challenge for you. Obviously, we know the tongue twisters are challenging to me, but what was something that was a challenge for you that when you were perfecting your voice, what was something that we can learn from?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that was a challenge for me is because I do a lot of training videos and DVDs, mm-hmm. and I train people to do things that I have no idea what I'm talking about. So, for example, I have taught airline pilots how to fly an airplane. And I have taught, you know, you don't think about the bathrooms in the airlines, right? You don't think about on the airplanes who's cleaning those. Mm. I had to teach them how to clean them. Somebody has to put together a tank for the Army. Yes, I did a 30-minute video on putting together a tank for the military.
Wow.
So as an announcer, as a voice talent, you have to have the ability not only to read cold copy, as we call it, but also the ability to make people think you know what you're talking about when you don't. This is a very difficult thing to do, but with practice, you can improve the way you sound, the way you speak, the way you impress people, the way you develop your confidence. Money, love, confidence. Those are the three things you will get voice speech training with.
And if it's interesting, there's something that each of us can work on with our voice. So, for example, I tend to be a very quick thinker, and because of it, I found that I had to slow down my voice. Even just the first, I would put so much punch to the first word that I would then run out of gas, so to speak, by the end of the sentence. So, there would be just, you know, it's almost I've learned to modulate my voice so that I come in with the sentence and then there's enough air to be able to finish the sentence. So that's something that I've had to work on. I know that President George Bush Sr., now he hired a voice coach to help him lower his voice an octave. So what are some other challenges, speech challenges that people can do to just to be aware of and that they can be working on at home?
Well, first, I would never hire anybody to lower or raise my voice because it can't be done. You have to understand that we are born with a vocal fold that is a certain length. If you have a longer vocal fold, you have a deeper voice. A shorter vocal fold gives you a higher voice, and you have just a quarter note, and you're a singer, a quarter note range that you can go from. So if you try to push it one way or the other, you try to lower it down here. If I talk down here all the time, again, I'm straining my voice. So you have to stay in your range, but you can improve your voice in that range. That's something you want to work on. Mumbling and speaking too quickly are the two things people do most often, and that little technique you use to slow yourself down is excellent. When you think about the way you speak and the pace you're going at, the thing to remember is if you think it's too slow, it is probably just the right speed.
And let's see, in your CD, you were talking in your CD presenting your new voice. You were saying that you know, it's important that everyone find their voice because everyone does have a unique sound. Isn't that fascinating? That it's really a matter of just discovering what it's not to copy someone else. It's what your unique sound is.
That's a good point, and I want to bring up a gentleman that I interviewed years ago on radio named John Davidson. Perhaps many of you remember John Davidson. He was on The Tonight Show. He hosted it. He had his own singing shows, and he was on Hollywood Squares at the time that I interviewed him, and he was the host. And I said, John, I'm an announcer. I've always dreamed of introducing you on the Hollywood Squares. And he said, go ahead. So I did it, and he said, you know, Bill, here's a little advice for you. Develop your own style. And I thought, that is the best bit of advice I have ever received. And from that day on, and it was about 20 years ago, I always think of that little comment he made to me, because it is important that we be ourselves, that we develop our unique sense of style. We don't try to copy other people. We take all of this information we get from all of these people we're exposed to in our lifetime, and then we develop who we are as a person when we speak. That's really important, and those are the people that stand out. If you think of all the great entertainers, even the ones still around today, you know, you're thinking about, you know, Regis Philbin has been around for over 50 years. Why? Because he has a distinct speaking style. Don Rickles, 85 years old, still going strong, a very distinctive style. These kinds of Joan Rivers, there's a very distinctive style still around. That's because they've lasted because they have a uniqueness about themselves that is very appealing to people. That's what you have to develop for yourself.
And when we come back from our break, we're going to talk about even more people who have a pleasant-sounding voice. We'll be back. This is Nancy Pristine.
Check us out on the web at 1100kfnx.com.
At the American Lung Association, we're fighting for a day when we can all breathe easier. We're fighting for clear skies over every city and healthy lungs throughout the country. We're fighting to keep harmful secondhand smoke out of our public spaces and workplaces. And fighting to free millions of Americans from the addictive grip of tobacco and the devastating effects of lung disease. We're fighting for a day when kids no longer battle airborne poisons in their own homes or the fear of an asthma attack. The American Lung Association isn't just fighting for air. We're fighting for all the things that make it worth breathing, and we can use your help. Join us in the fight. Visit fightingforair.org and read about just a few of the many ways the American Lung Association is fighting to protect the air we breathe, both indoors and out. See what you can do at fightingforair.org.
Hi, folks. Greg Schulte here for all the great employees at Legends Cadillac. It's been a great year for the number one sales volume leader. The Cadillacs are selling at a record pace, led by the new 2012 SRX and its new 3.6-liter engine. This world-famous crossover has an outstanding lease program that makes for an attractive lease payment. With base models as low as $34,000, the SRX fits every budget. Heading to the top of my list is the CTS Coupe. There's no doubt this sporty car will be my next ride, probably black with a black interior. Navigation, moonroof with chrome wheels, oh yeah. Folks, take it from me, Greg Schulte, there's a reason Legend sells more Cadillacs than any dealership from Arizona to California. It's the people, the location, the selection. Pretty simple. Legends, it's like no place else in North Scottsdale or online at legendscadillac.com.
Neil Bortz, mornings at 10 on KFNX.
Welcome back to the Nancy Pristine Show. Our guest is Bill Patty, and he is the pro when it comes to radio and TV broadcasting, a leading voiceover talent for just about everything, commercials, videos, DVDs, and he actually has a very new exciting CD, a double CD, called Presenting Your New Voice. So, Bill, we were talking about your voice, and it's so interesting because even babies will respond to a more pleasant voice, and I think just about everyone does. So think of it. If your parents say to you, if they said, empty the dishwasher, or if they say, empty the dishwasher, please, or, you know, have that nicer tone. Or if you say to your husband, you know, be a lamb and take out the garbage, darling. You know, it just makes it a little bit, you don't mind doing it as opposed to someone commanding you and being more dictatorial and pontificating about it.
Well, I don't remember any of my ex-wives saying it quite the way you did about the garbage, but that might have helped. The fact is, yes, the voice is very important, and isn't it true that babies respond to the way you look and the way you sound? Isn't it interesting some people can come in and hold a baby and they're completely at ease, and others, the baby cries? So, yes, the way you present yourself, and we're talking about presenting your new voice, is really important to the way you will be found out to be that kind of a person that is important to a company, the kind of person that perhaps someone wants to date, the kind of person who has confidence. You know, everybody wants to be confident about something about themselves. They want to lose some weight. They want to have some Botox. They want to improve their voice and speech skills. Well, that may be way down the list, but it is very, very important that you think about that, because that is something that doesn't cost money. You don't have to find a surgeon to do that. All you have to do is study it a bit. It's a very short period of time to improve the way you sound and the way you speak. It's a very minimal investment for a big gain.
You're absolutely right as far as the romantic angle of it. I know my husband has the sweetest voice in the world. It certainly melts my heart, and before me, I'm sure it melted many others. You know who also has a very nice sounding voice, which just makes him appear more attractive, is Morgan Freeman. Now, his voice is very articulate, as well as he's got great tone. And of course, he's an excellent actor. But that's why he does voiceovers as well.
Yes, Morgan Freeman is very well known for voiceovers, along with a lot of other people. Tim Allen now, one of the hottest voiceover talents. Listen carefully. He's on Campbell's Soup, and he's on General Motors commercials now. Yes, Tim Allen. Gene Hackman for Lowe's. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Could that be possible? He's selling lumber? Yes, it is. But the gentleman, I think, who has had the biggest impact on music is Barry White. And I always talk about Barry because women love Barry White. Of course, he was an African-American singer, 100 million records sold, 5 Grammy Awards. Not the best-looking guy in the world, but Barry's voice was so distinctive, so erotic. Women today still love to hear his voice.
Yes.
And they love to listen to his voice. So that's the power of the voice.
Yes.
It can really change people's minds. If you're a salesperson, wow, the voice can be such a wonderful tool. It's your secret weapon. Think about it. on the telephone.
Yes, yes, and not only romantically, but also professionally. When you hear someone speak well, it puts you on your toes. That I've learned this in neurolinguistics. We do tend to mirror the people who we speak to. So if they're speaking well, you're more conscious of the words and of your words and your tone as well. So, and isn't it interesting, Bill, how people. We can even mimic. I knew of someone who went to Alabama. Now they were a New Yorker, went to Alabama, were there for just a week, and within that week they were speaking with a Southern accent. So what this just goes to show is that we do tend to mimic other people's moods, their words, and their energy level.
Usually it's people we admire that we do that. Of course, mirroring is a classic nonverbal communication signal, I should know, from dating, because when a female starts mirroring what I'm doing, I know I'm doing very well because she likes what she sees. So that's what the mirror effect is all about. But it's true, when you travel somewhere or you were born somewhere, if you were born in New York City in the Bronx, for example, or in Alabama or in New England, let's say, you're going to have a certain accent probably your whole life. And I can usually tell where someone is from, what part of the country, on the basis of the way they speak. There are regional accents all over the United States that are very, very interesting to listen to. And sometimes, even in restaurants, I find myself eavesdropping. I did the other night. I was at a restaurant, and there was a gentleman, and I know he was from either Georgia or Alabama, and he was speaking right in the next table, and he had a very heavy accent. And was a bit nasal as well, but I knew what part of the country he was from. But you can change that. You can make yourself seem like you're from everywhere and nowhere. Think about television. Think about newscasters. No matter what city you go to, whether it be Phoenix or somewhere else, all the newscasters sound exactly the same, don't they, with their speech. They do not have any particular regional accents because they have trained themselves to sound like they're from the classic American middle city, which is Peoria, Illinois, where you allegedly have no accent at all. So that's what you get when you travel all over this great country. You hear announcers who sound like they're from everywhere.
Now, someone once said to me that it was Ohio, but I think there is an accent in Ohio. What do you think, Bill?
I think you're right. Yes,
yes. Yes. And I think in our business, it's important not to have an accent. But I think one thing that we can tell our listeners is that whether you have a Southern accent or a Long Island accent, it's important just to be clear. So, I mean, even if you have a Southern accent, it could actually be charming. It can, people usually like a woman, a Southern belle who talks like this. But as long as she's being clear with her words and articulation, I think it's okay. What do you think?
Yes. Absolutely, and the reality is we are a land of immigrants here in this country, so I teach a lot of immigrants who are trying to improve their English skills, and I always tell them, we do not discriminate against someone because they have an accent. We only discriminate against them because we can't understand what the heck you're talking about. So you have that accent, that's great. Just make sure you're clear enough that we can all understand you at work, when we're in a brainstorming session, when you're making a speech. We want to be able to talk and listen to you. There was something in the paper the other day about someone down in Yuma, Arizona, who was running for, and I just read this yesterday, running for the city council down there, and her English skills were not good enough to run, they say. She couldn't be understood. So they were worried she was going to run for office, but no one was going to be able to understand what she was saying. Isn't that an interesting thing?
It is. Bill, unfortunately, we've run out of time, and you know I could just I could talk to you forever. So I just want to thank you for being on the show, and it's always a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Nancy. Congratulations on your new post over there, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, my friend. So the idea is this: never underestimate the power of your voice. You can change lives with it if you take action now. Call Bill Patty, the voice professor, at 407-5000. 568-8255. I also highly recommend Bill Patty's Presenting Your New Voice 2-CD package. And remember, practice makes perfect. You can order the Presenting Your New Voice double CD by going to Bill Patty's website, yourvoiceprofessor.com. Again, that's yourvoiceprofessor.com. I want to thank you for listening to The Nancy Pristine Show, and I look forward to being with you every Monday, Tuesday, and Friday from 12 to 1 p.m. Mountain Time. You can hear the show by going to www.1100kfnx.com or by going to 1100 on your AM dial in the Phoenix area. This is Nancy Pristine, your happiness and well-being ambassador, reminding you to never settle for second best again. Have a lovely day and remember to do the right thing.
Sean McCaffrey, host of Conservatives Lead, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Decision makers, newsbreakers, and everything right. No liberals allowed. Brought to you by the Conservative Leadership Coalition. Conservatives Lead, every Tuesday at 7 p.m.
Have you looked in your jewelry box lately? If you're like most people, chances are you'll have all kinds of jewelry, gems, and diamonds that you no longer wear, or watches that no longer work. If these items would be more valuable to you as cash, come to London Gold, the jewelry store smart shoppers have trusted for over 30 years. With gold at an all-time high, now's the time to let London Gold buy from you. Stop by one of our three valley-wide locations where our precious metal specialists are always on hand to evaluate your items. We will carefully test and examine each piece to determine its weight and current market value. Then we will make you an offer. If you accept, we'll pay you on the spot, and there's never any pressure to sell. Walk away anytime. No charge, no hassle. And if something in our showroom catches your eye, you can take advantage of our 20% bonus offer towards a new purchase. Imagine, in one visit, you can trade in old style for new ones and take home cash to boot.
London Gold, it's the best.
You're listening to KFNX News Talk Radio 1100, Cape Creek, Phoenix, the home of Lou Dobbs, weekdays at 1 p.m. on KFNX. KFNX News Time, it's 1 o'clock.
CNN Radio, I'm Michelle Wright. Leading our news this hour, a group of Americans are taking shelter at the U.S. Embassy in Cairo. Last week, Sam LaHood, son of Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, and others were barred from leaving Egypt. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland explains the situation.
We don't believe that they were in physical danger, but they had concerns, and therefore they were invited by the embassy.
They were invited by the embassy.
They were invited. This was a unique situation. The decision was made by the mission to allow them to stay.
The younger LaHood and the others at the embassy work for some non-government organizations. There's a standoff playing out right now between Occupy movement protesters and authorities in Washington, D.C. CNN's Brian Todd explains why the National Park Service is moving in now.
It kind of came to a head in recent days with a congressional hearing on Capitol Hill where Congressman Daryl Issa of the House Government Reform and Oversight Committee, both he and the D.C. government have kind of pressured the National Park Service to move in here and do something about the protesters. At that hearing last week, the Park Service was pressured to come in and at least do something about the people who they think are camping out here.
Police say they'll allow tents to remain in the parks, but protesters must remove camping gear and leave one side of the tents open at all times. Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney are campaigning in the Sunshine State ahead of tomorrow's primary. However, more than 630,000 Floridians have already cast their ballots in early voting. Ron Paul and Rick Santorum are campaigning elsewhere. And the police chief in East Haven, Connecticut, is retiring. That's coming on the heels of arrests of four of his officers after a federal investigation into racial profiling of Latinos there. His attorney, John Einhorn.
He's retiring from this position for one reason alone. That is his desire not to be a distracting element in East Haven's efforts to rehabilitate its image.
Leonard Gallo's retirement is effective Friday. I'm Michelle Wright. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.